Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast we do 5 times a week. There's a different subject each day with 12 questions and 15 points. What's not to like? Let's quiz. Hello, it's Thursday. It's Quiz of Your Life Day. I'm Makita Oliver, and today's questions are all very, very loosely based on the life of David Sideman Whiteley, a DJ, a comedian, a podcast host. Hello, Sideman.
Hello, how are you?
I'm ready to go through the quiz of your life. You ready to go through the whole of your life?
This is why I was born.
Okay, good. There are 12 questions but 15 points on offer. Let's quiz. The biggest celebrity from your hometown is Ozzy Osbourne. But question number one is, which Black Sabbath ballad did Ozzy re-record with his daughter Kelly in 2003?
I've never really listened to Ozzy Osbourne music more than I've just watched their life.
Ah. So you did watch the Osbournes?
Yeah.
So you know who Kelly is?
Yeah.
But you can't remember the massive hit?
Nope.
It was called Changes, and I would not usher you to rush out and listen to it. You wanted to be a journalist when you were growing up. So question number two is, which daily newspaper, founded in 1785, is the UK's longest running paper?
Ooh.
Do you read the papers now?
Sometimes. Just to check if I'm in there being cancelled for something. The Guardian.
Ugh. Incorrect. The correct answer was The Times. You star in a podcast called The Mentor with businessman Rick Lewis.
Yes.
But question number three relates to Salem, the town where Rick was born.
Wow.
Did you know that Rick was born in Salem?
Nope.
It's an insane place to be born. So in which US state would you find Salem, birthplace of Rick Lewis and also known for the Salem witch trials, which you should discuss with Rick over a coffee next time you're with him.
Wow. See, that's the thing about Rick. You talk to him, but you still don't actually learn anything in terms of what he actually does for a living. He said it to me 14 times. I still don't know what he does. See, sometimes I don't even know what's a city and what's a state. I doubt it's in any of the beta ones. I'm assuming it's in one of the more backward ones. Is Texas a state?
Yes. But it's incorrect.
Okay.
The correct answer was Massachusetts.
That would have been a guess.
Question number four. Which bee is a curry reportedly invented in Birmingham, which the curry house area of the city is named after?
There's a curry house area of Birmingham.
Yeah, did you not? But this is your ends.
Exactly. I don't know.
Can we name any curry beginning with
That's the thing. I didn't know that curries had names. I thought curry was just curry.
What about...
Depending on how the person made it. I didn't know they were like titling them. So now I'm completely thrown off.
Yeah. You can have a vindaloo. You can have a Rogan Josh. You
Never
can also have
words.
A Balti.
Okay.
So next time you're in the Balti Triangle, you'll know why. Okay. Question number five. If you had to be an animal, you say you choose to be a dog. As they get to live the closest thing to a human existence.
Mm-hmm.
So question number five relates to the most human-like of all fictional dogs, Brian from Family Guy.
Yes.
Which household item is Brian from Family Guy terrified of? Lois occasionally taunts him with it. Do you watch Family Guy?
It's up. It's on too late. When you get to my age, you go to bed on time.
It's about 11, yeah. Your age, are you 30?
I'm 29.
Oh, come on, Sideman, we got some more midnights left in us.
I'm mentally 407, trust me.
Okay.
What? Lamp.
It's actually the Hoover. The answer is the Hoover. She taunts Brian, the dog from Family Guy, with the Hoover. Sick woman. Question number six. People say you look like the Crazy Frog. So question number six is, what is the name of the Beverly Hills Cop theme which the Crazy Frog reimagined in his own unique style, earning him his only UK number one single? You remember the tune, right?
Yeah.
How does it go again?
I did not know that it was referencing something else. I thought it was an original thing. I have no idea.
For real hardcore fans who probably know this and are chuckling at us, the answer is Axel F, named after Eddie Murphy's character.
Oh, no.
Question number seven. You used to collect Yu-Gi-Oh! Trading cards, but what does Yu-Gi-Oh! Translate to? Oh, God. You just...
No idea.
The correct answer is the King of Games. King of Games.
Okay.
So what is Yu-Gi-Oh! And what do you do?
Yu-Gi-Oh! Is a card game based on a television series. So there's a television series called Yu-Gi-Oh! And we used to, and well, I used to play the card game like quite often. Like there were weekends where I really stayed up all night playing that card game. And that's like not that long ago.
And this was last summer.
Even though Yu-Gi-Oh! Came out a good 10, the series that I watched came out over a decade ago.
That's so hence it being called King of Games.
You know what? I say it's really fun, but I've tried to get a couple girls into it and not one of them, but like literally it's just like, whew.
Is that how you seduce a woman?
No, it's how I unseduce them.
Okay. Question number eight. Darling Sideman. Which Birmingham rapper featured on the cover of Enemy magazine in March 2018?
Millions.
Correct answer was Steph London.
What? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She was born in Birmingham.
Question number nine. Though most people know you as Sideman, your real name is David.
Yes.
So question number nine is about famous Davids.
Okay.
For which TV panel show is David Mitchell a captain?
I have no idea. 8 out of 10 cats.
Oh, close. The correct answer is Would I Lie to You? Which is brilliant if you haven't seen it, David.
No, I haven't.
Your final three questions have multiple correct answers. For 1 point, when normality finally resumes, you say you're going to go travelling. But can you name any country to feature on Lonely Planet's Best Value Destinations for 2020? Best Value Destinations for 2020.
Spain's got to be one of them.
Incorrect. We were looking for Indonesia, Hungary, India, USA, Buffalo in New York, Azerbaijan, Serbia, Tunisia, South Africa, Greece, or Tanzania. For 2 points, you say the soundtrack to your life would be 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying.
Mm-hmm.
So question number 11 is, apart from In the Club, can you name two singles to be released from the album Get Rich or Die Trying?
Now I got to make sure it's the right singles from the right album. Many Men.
Many Men. Mm-hmm.
Wish death upon me, but in my eyes, homie, I can't see. All right,
Ooh, that was nice. Should we just have a sing-along at the end of this? Should we just do that instead?
Maybe that'll help redeem me in the minds of the people. Many Men, and then...
Oh, come on, it's an absolute classic. And it's
I know, but I need to make sure that he done a lot of hits during that time between that album and The Massacre.
It's
and
true.
The G-Unit album as well. So I've got to make sure that I've named from the right album. Mm-hmm. In the Club, Many Men. See, did he do Window Shopper in that one?
It's not on my list.
Oh, gosh.
It's P.I.M.P., babe.
Yeah,
P-I-M-P.
Man.
P.I.M.P. We were
That's
looking
a
for
banger
P.I.M.P.
as well. Oh, yeah, and Thingy as well. Was that... Was If I ain't... If I can't...
Yeah.
Do it, homie, you can't.
Yeah, If I Can't, exactly, that's
if
there.
Can't, yeah.
And then that other one, I forgot to tune, 21 Questions.
21, questions. I'm moving wild.
And they all about
some of the greatest bangers of all time.
I know, we should just, you know, we're going to have a little sing-along at the end of all to Get Rich or Die Trying's greatest hits. Final question on your quiz of your life. For 3 points, the biggest name out of Birmingham after yourself and Ozzy Osbourne is Cadbury's. So can you name three of the top five favourite Cadbury's chocolate bars?
Oh, God.
No, come on. This is a good one.
Cadbury Fruit and Nut.
Incorrect.
It's my favourite one. That's why I said it first.
Me
but
too.
Then I said, no one likes raisins.
I know. I would prefer whole nut.
I feel like I stand alone when it comes to raisins. So, yeah, it's whole nut one.
No, don't listen to me.
Is there one called Cadbury Celebrations?
No, because that's like a group of many small chocolates coming together for for an event.
Is it like when the Power Rangers join together with their Megazords? Exactly. You probably don't even know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
How
you called it UGO. You don't know.
Do you remember Captain Planet?
Yeah. Bad man.
Oh, he was a bad man.
I remember Captain Planet. The power is yours.
We should have just done Captain Planet questions.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to this one.
Okay, number one is Dairy Milk. Number two is Twirl. Number three is Whisper. Number four is Cream Egg. And number five, the old classic, a flake.
I should have known Whisper because they brought Whisper back. Whisper was gone for a while and then they brought it back.
At the end of that wonderful trawl through your life, you know this much about your life. Out of 12 questions, you got 2 points.
Yeah, that sounds on brand. That sounds like it makes sense.
We'll talk you through your points after this ad break.
The truth about the Haditha massacre has been covered up, but not anymore.
I know you know what happened.
They went into houses and killed women and children.
What are you thinking?
What a mess.
U.S. Marines murdered innocent civilians in cold blood.
And at the center of it all
is 25-year-old Sergeant Frank Wooderick.
And me. Murder in House 2. A new podcast from Crowd Network.
I mean, the question is very loosely based on your life. Very loosely. Tell me about some of the things that you would have wanted to discuss on your quiz today. What kind of things could you have been throwing answers?
I mean, anything that's just like actually about my life. It was extremely loosely based. We did have the Yu-Gi-Oh question. The Yu-Gi-Oh question is like really my fault for not knowing. That one was like very much I should have known that because I'm watching the show. But you know, there's conflict there because the main character's name is Yugi. So I just always thought it was called Yu-Gi-Oh based off him. So that's the show's fault for their, you know, bad branding.
Absolutely. We'll write that down. That's their fault. Question six.
I blame them. But nerd stuff. I just love nerd stuff. And obviously I love Birmingham as well. But like, I did not know that I've just learned today that there are different kinds of curries and that there's a whole curry sector in Birmingham.
So maybe this was less about getting things right and about learning a few things.
Yes. Let's spin it that way.
Let's spin it. Simon, thank you so much. You are a joy to talk to, I must say.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, Sideman, he will get there eventually, I feel it. If you want more Sideman in your life, and why wouldn't you want more Sideman in your life? Go and download The Mentor, that's his podcast with Rick Lewis. It's brilliant. Just search for The Mentor in your podcast app. We're back tomorrow with Random Friday, and I don't even know the topics yet. It could be about French poetry or Dutch ovens. Let's do it all again tomorrow.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.